Chas Emes in this week's parasha quotes from the Chiddush Harim. So the Mishnah says, "An obvious imen anili mili chashanila atzmi moani." So if I'm not for myself, so who's going to be for me? So he understands that to mean that each individual inquires. So if I don't see myself standing by myself, then I'm not really understanding what I am. Because each person stands by themselves, each person has a purpose, each person has a role that they're supposed to play in Klal Yisrael. But if I take that and I just use it for myself, I don't understand that the purpose of that is then to take that strength, that ability, that unique talent, that unique purpose, and give it back to Klal Yisrael and use it for Klal Yisrael. So what am I? It comes out that I have no value to that which I've defined myself in such a way. So in this week's parasha it says, "Kol isha shen yidvenu liboy, tichku es trumasi." So the kol ish. So the word kol can mean any, or mean all of the person. The kol ish, so the whole person, that you have to take the truma. When a person gives, he has to give all of his being to the truma, to the mishkan. It's, you know, a person sometimes says, you know, one area I'm willing to give to others, to give to Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm willing to take out of myself and give. But other areas, I need my space, I need my property, see, I need my. As we go through Madregas, yes, we're not ready to do all those steps. Understand the final goal is that we have to be able to say that I see myself as that my goal in life, my purpose in life, my abilities in life are to be there to give to Klal Yisrael. You look at the stories of the Gedolim, people like Rav Moshe and etc. You know, they were totally hefker for Klal Yisrael. Any time of day or night, any type of tzarech, they put themselves into it and they were there. They gave their whole being to Klal Yisrael. So the Kol Ish. So we understand that we don't understand we're just bottles of Klal Yisrael. We have nothing to give. We're a nobody. We're definitely a somebody. And once we recognize that we're a somebody, we take that and we give it over. The Gemara says that the human being is created with a kermes kufa. He's upright and there's something significant in him. He takes that and he bows down to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So he recognizes his strength and he takes that and gives it to Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Gemara says, it says tichu es trumasi. The Gemara says kicha, we find by kedushin learn kicha kicha from stayafron. So the Chiddush Harim continues, says we find when it comes to gashmi is the stayafron. We know what it is to put our whole being into it. There's people who are building a business, building an empire, and every part of their talent, every part of their being, is given over to that endeavor. So when it comes to the world of Gashmi, we see people doing that. So we should make Xerah Shava, he says, Apidrush, Kicha, Kicha, Mesteyafron, the same way that's how you do the Kicha by Steyafron, by the fields of the Gashmias, you should do that by the world of Ruchnias as well. This passage over here, Tichu Esh Trumasi, that it has to be done in such a way that the whole being of the person, the whole lave, and the whole focus is totally master to his Avodah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Have a good Shabbos.